You know, there's a very, very strong connection between discipleship and the kingdom of God. Amen? Because, you know, disciples, the charge to the disciples that Jesus gave was that they should go forth and proclaim the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. Amen? So disciples are to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. Now the question is, what is the gospel of the kingdom? And you know, by God's grace, I'm trying to share that and to, you know, impart some understanding on what is the gospel of the kingdom. Remember we shared last year, every disciple is a Christian, but it's not every Christian that is a disciple. And what do I mean by that? You know, the definition of Christianity, it varies from denomination to denomination, right? But our interest is, what does the Bible have to say about Christianity? That's our, and that should be every child of God interest. What does the Bible have to say about Christianity? You know, a lot of people have a lot of definitions concerning God and His kingdom and eternal life. But it is important that each and every one of us search the scriptures for ourselves to see firsthand what the Bible has to say about eternal life and the kingdom of God. And that's very important. On the day when Jesus returns, and He returns to judge the world and the church, you know, you can't say to Jesus, "Jesus, my pastor led me astray. My pastor told me so and so." You know what Jesus is going to say to you? "You should have searched the word for yourself. You have the word. You have the word." Amen? And praise God. Let me go for my Bible over here. I brought my Bible this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've been using electronic Bible, but you know, God wants you to search. He wants you to search the Bible for yourself. Amen? Search the Bible for yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Alright, so this morning I want to show you from the scripture that Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Amen? The gospel of the kingdom. Now the Apostle Paul said that if anyone comes to you with another gospel different from the one that I preached to you. So what do we get from that? There are different gospels being preached. Amen? And as our sister reminded us a while ago, I don't know how many of you heard it, is that if it's only one gospel, and if anybody comes to you with another gospel, the Bible says, let that person be cursed. Let that person be cursed. Amen? So we have to recognize that there is one gospel, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so I'm saying to you that that Jesus preached that the gospel, He preached the gospel of the kingdom. The other thing I want us to see from the scriptures this morning is that as He preached the gospel of the kingdom, it was accompanied by signs and wonders, by miraculous powers. Amen. Now there are people, there are persons who are preaching the gospel, and there is no evidence that God is alive. Amen. That's the purpose of miraculous signs and wonders. It is an indication to us that God is alive. And God is interested in showing to every person that Jesus is alive. Amen? Praise God. And the third thing that I want us to get is that you know, the gospel, you know, that Jesus wants to fill us with the Holy Ghost. But not just the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen? And you know, let me tell you, when we came into this, when we established this church was established in the Holy Spirit and in power. In power, in signs and wonders. But you know, somewhere, I must confess to you that in the you know, somewhere along the line, we got very, very caught up in doing works. And there's nothing wrong with works. And not so much emphasis on the power of God, the manifestation of the power of God. Hallelujah. And as I reflect on my early years as a Christian, boy, you know, there were a lot of things that God was doing in my life. A lot of things. A lot of miraculous manifestations. And not that he has stopped. But what God is saying is that he wants to do much more. He wants to do much more. And I pray, you know, if at least 10 persons can grasp this morning, we can make a big difference. Not even 10, but let me just put it at 10. We can just grasp these truths this morning. If you can grasp this truth, let me tell you, your life can change. Your family can change. Your future can change. Because when the kingdom of God is advanced, the miraculous happens. And I believe everybody in here needs a miracle. Everybody in here needs a miracle. And what God's gospel is saying is that miracles are still available. Amen? So, praise God. Amen? So, just to go over that again. Amen? I'm going to share to show you that Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Secondly, that the gospel of the kingdom was accompanied by miraculous signs and wonders. And thirdly, that for us, God wants us to be baptized not only with the Holy Ghost, but also with power. Power which will enable us to walk in the supernatural and to live in the supernatural or in the miraculous. Amen? But let me tell you, it's all in the will of God. Amen? As I was sharing on Friday, that, you know, it's all in the will of God. If it was left up to us to exercise the power at our will, then it would mean that we would be God. And we are not God. But what God is saying is that we must make ourselves available to be used by him at all times. And when he chooses, he will use us. Amen? So, praise God. I've asked Pastor John to share in a song, "This is the air I breathe." King Jesus and his kingdom of power. Amen? Kingdom of power. And remember now, what we're establishing is that the kingdom of God comes with power. Amen? So, we love to watch and to hear about Benny Hinn. And, you know, we are amazed at the manifestation of the miraculous as Benny Hinn ministers. But, you know what I've come to understand? That God just doesn't want it to happen in Benny Hinn's ministry. Amen? God wants it to happen in our lives as Christians. Now, Benny Hinn has a particular gift, and there's, you know, it's manifested in particular ways. And I'm not saying that God wants everybody to be like Benny Hinn. But what I'm saying is that the kingdom of God is a kingdom that is to be advanced with power. Amen? With power, because every time that, the power of God is manifested, Satan's kingdom is destroyed, is torn up. Satan's hold on a person's life is broken when the kingdom of God is advanced. Amen? So, we're looking at King Jesus and his kingdom of power. Praise God. Amen. Alright, so Matthew chapter 4 and verses 12 and 13. It says, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and returned to Galilee. Now, geographically, there's some importance here. Amen? Geographically. He went first to Nazareth, then left there and moved to Capernaum. And it's interesting that Peter's house was in Capernaum. And Jesus used Peter's house as a headquarters when he ministered in that area. And this was beside the Sea of Galilee in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. Alright? Now, praise God. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, it says, now, geographically, his ministering in that area was a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. And these things help us to understand that Jesus Christ is real. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he was not some accident, but that he was all a part of God's plan for us to have eternal life. Amen? Praise God. So watch this. This fulfilled what God said through the prophet Isaiah. What did the prophet say through Isaiah? And that was, you know, hundreds of years before. It says, in the land of Zebulun and of Naphtali, remember we just read in the previous scripture that Jesus was in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, beside the sea, beyond the Jordan River, in Galilee, where so many Gentiles live. Where so many Gentiles live. Now, you know who's a Gentile? A Gentile is a non-Jew. Right? A Gentile is a non-Jew. And one of the things that I discovered as I studied is that, you know, Jesus spent most of his ministry among the Gentiles. Most of his ministry. Why? Because he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen? So a lot of the miracles that occurred, it occurred among the Gentiles, the non-Jews. So when people come and tell you that you know, Jesus is for white man, and Jesus is not for Africans and for Chinese and for Indians, they are lying. They are in error, because Jesus came not only to the Jews, but he came to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles include white people, black people, Chinese people, Indian people, all kind of people, all the people. Amen? He came for every tribe and every nation, every tongue. Amen? That's who Jesus came for. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, it says, watch this now. I love this. Amen? This the Holy Ghost just pricked my heart when I read this part. I don't know if it will prick your heart, but praise God. You know what it says? It says, the people who sat in darkness, and I thought of Jamaica. There's so much darkness over Jamaica. Amen? Murders are still spiraling across this nation. There is darkness. But praise God. What did it say? The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. I want to ask you a question. Have you seen that great light? Have you seen that light who is Jesus Christ? If you are sitting in darkness as you sit in this church here this morning, you can see that light too. You can ask Jesus to shine his light into your heart. Hallelujah. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch this. And for those who live in the land where death casts its shadow. We are living in Jamaica and death has cast its shadow over Jamaica and people are worried. There's a state of emergency in St. James and a state of emergency in St. Catherine or Spanish Town. Spanish Town. Amen. And the British government is warning their citizens and some other nation. I don't know if it's the U.S. Amen. Why? Because the shadow of death is over this island. But brethren, we don't have to be like those who live in despair. Amen. We have seen the light. Praise God. Amen. And if fear is going to take you over, it means that you're light. You have a power cut. You have a power cut. Amen. The light of Jesus is no longer shining in your heart. Praise God. Amen. It says here, live in the darkness where death casts its shadow. It says, a light has shined. And that's what God wants for Jamaica. He wants the light of Jesus to shine in the nation. He wants the light of Jesus to shine in your homes. He wants the light of Jesus to shine in your communities. He wants the light of Jesus to shine in your workplace. Amen. Or when you go to the restaurant like Kelly, he wants the light of Jesus to shine in the restaurant. Hey, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what does the Bible says? Jesus looked at his disciples and he says, you are the light of the world. Amen. There's darkness over the world. Switch on your light. Switch on your light and be the light of the world. Let people know about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me an amen again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I think that's a good message. Give the Lord a clap hand. A hand of praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We could almost shut off right now, but not shutting up. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So watch this. Another messianic prophecy from Isaiah. Are you with me? Are you going to leave me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Another one. Press your button. All right. Another messianic prophecy from Isaiah 9:1-2. Jesus spent most of his public ministry in the era of Zebulun and Naphtali, which is north and west of the Sea of Galilee. So prophecy was fulfilled even in the geographical areas that he spent his public ministry. Amen? Praise God. Amen. So can you imagine that? Hundreds of years before Isaiah prophesied, he saw it in the Holy Ghost. And he was accurate. He named the towns. I don't even know if those towns existed by name. Amen. But he named them accurately, prophetically. Hallelujah. And Jesus, when he came, he went there. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Alright, Matthew 4:17. Hallelujah. Boy, this is so exciting. Amen. It says, From then on, you know what that means? From that moment in time, from that very day, something began to happen that was not happening before. Amen? Praise God. So it says, from then on, Jesus began to preach. Praise God. You know, you might not have started preaching as yet. But do you know that from today, you can decide that, you know, I am going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? I am going to start preaching. Now listen, you don't have to be on television, you know. Amen? Amen? Maybe you just need to tell somebody that Jesus loves them. Amen? Amen? That Jesus died for them. Yes, amen? And they must repent. Amen? Praise God. So could I just ask you something? Let this be the day. Amen? It says, from then on, Jesus began to preach. And what did he preach? He said, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. You know what that means? It is available. Near. It's so near that you can access it. How? By repenting of your sins and turning to God. Amen? So, Jesus' ministry began at this time. Beginning today, you can begin to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I say the power of the Holy Spirit because guess what? Jesus don't expect you to do it by yourself. He knows that you need help. And what did he say? I'm going to send you another helper. Amen? So, when you stand before men and you don't know what to say, says the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. Amen? As easy as that. I mean, I don't think you could want anything easier than that. Amen? As easy as that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, praise God. He began to preach. Look here. You see what he did? He said, the kingdom of heaven is near. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And what is that kingdom again? It's God's domain. And Jesus is the king of that kingdom. Amen. Remember we saw 2 weeks ago that Jesus was born a king. Amen. They didn't decide to crown him king. They didn't have an election and say, we're going to make Jesus a king. Jesus was born a king. Amen? And so he was preaching the kingdom of heaven, and he is the king of that kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we saw that the kingdom of God does not come by sight. Amen? But the kingdom of God is within us. Amen? And wherever the power of God is manifested, his kingdom is present. Amen? Praise God. Alright. So, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Alright. Next one. In Matthew 4:23-24. It says, watch this now. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. Wow, think about that. Announcing the good news about the kingdom. So you see, we have to learn about the kingdom. Amen. We have to tell people about the good news of the kingdom. And last week we looked at some of the attributes of the kingdom. Amen. So we have to tell people about the good news of the kingdom. And watch this now. Remember I said one of the objectives of this sermon is to demonstrate from the scripture that the kingdom is preached, and that wherever the kingdom was preached in the Bible, that signs and wonders were manifested. Amen? Now, some churches say that that's not for today. That stopped when the apostle died. Amen? But that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie. Amen? And when you believe something like that, Satan has the victory. Because that means that Satan can stay in your life and don't move. Amen? So, it says, watch it now. So, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. Now, you need to understand this, that the kingdom of God, the Bible says, is not mere talk, but a power. Amen? And this is God's desire, that when the kingdom is preached, is proclaimed, that there is healing, there is deliverance, there is transformation. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. Amen? Why do you think people hear that Benny Hinn is in Miami and they're sick? They buy a plane ticket and fly to Miami. Why? Because the kingdom of God is being manifested. Amen? But God wants it to be manifested here too. Amen? That's all I am saying. Amen? That's all the scripture is saying. It says, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. And it says, news about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And watch this. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all. Amen? He healed them all. Now, so, you know, the kingdom, the point here is that the good news about the kingdom, we have to share the good news about the kingdom to persons. And we have to make ourselves available for the manifestation of the power of the kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Make ourselves available. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. It says, Jesus sends out the 12 apostles. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority, delegated influence, superhuman token of control, to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Right? Now, it's interesting here that there is a interplay between apostles and disciples. Amen? And what it indicates is that the apostles were disciples, and that even after they became apostles, they were still disciples. I wonder if you get that. In other words, they were still learning. They were still learning. They were appointed apostles, but they were still learning, and that's discipleship. They were still being mentored, although they were appointed apostles. And you know, it's very important that whatever appointment we have in life, that we recognize that each new appointment is really an opportunity to learn and to be mentored. We never arrive where we know everything and we don't need any mentorship. Amen? Praise God. So, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority. Now, that word authority is different from the word power, which is, the Greek word is dunamis. Right? It's a different word. And, you know, it's like a policeman. A policeman has a gun. And that gun has power. Explosive power. But he is authorized to use it. he's authorized to use it. Amen? You have criminals who have guns. The guns have explosive power, but they don't have any authority. They don't have any license to use it. Amen? And so, Jesus gave his 12 disciples authority, delegated influence. And it was superhuman. In other words, it enabled them to walk in the supernatural. Amen? Gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and sickness. Praise God. It's like the sons of Sceva. They were using the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, but they had no authority. They had no authority. They were using the name of Jesus, but they had no authority. And the demons turned on them. Amen? Threw the people and beat them up. Praise God. But guess what? When you are a disciple of Jesus, you have authority. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 10, further down, verse 7 and 8. It says, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Amen? Go and announce to them. We need to announce to people. We need to tell people that the kingdom of heaven is near. Leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we want to fact out everything in our minds before we say it. But let me tell you, say the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to do the rest. Because when you proclaim the word of God, the Holy Spirit falls on the people. Amen? And he's the one who has to convince them of sin. He's the one. We are not to convince them, you know. Sometimes we get into some intellectual discourse and we try and convince people to give them life to Jesus Christ. That's not our job. Our job is to proclaim the gospel, to tell people to repent of their sins because the kingdom of heaven is near, and leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. We heard the testimony recently of somebody who was by themselves, not in church, and the Holy Spirit started moving on them. The Holy Spirit can do it. He can do it. We must just proclaim the word of God. Repent of your sins, because the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is near. And then watch this now. It says what? Don't just preach the gospel, which is what a lot of churches are doing. They're just preaching the gospel. But he went on further. He said, heal the sick. Preach the gospel and heal the sick. Raise the dead. Wow. Raise the dead. Anybody here believe that Jesus can still raise the dead? Well, I'm looking forward to the first dead person that I'm going to raise. Anybody want to volunteer? Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. No volunteers, please. Praise God. But I'm looking forward to it. Amen. I tried once. I laid my hand on the person and I said, get up in the name of Jesus. And the person lied down. Praise God. Yes, but me talk about the physically dead. Amen. Me talking about the physically dead. Amen. I slapped the person in this person's chest. Rise up in the name of Jesus. And I never get up. Me wanted them to get up, but the Holy Ghost was not there. Amen. But praise God. I believe that God was pleased still, you know. God just said, him believe, him really believe that it can happen. Amen. Who knows that you learn by making mistakes? Some people never want to make a mistake. Sometimes it's not wrong if you look fool to people. You believe the gospel. and you step out, you believe you are in faith. It might not be in faith, but you step out because you believe God. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you never pride and shame, the possibility of shame hold you back, and you don't want to pray for nobody. No man, it's not so it go. You pray, man, you pray. If you make a mistake, praise God. If nothing happened, praise God. If something happened, you praise God. Bible says that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Amen. So exercise your faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was sharing that she was at work, and this lady was a co-worker, was very sick. Very sick. Her head was on the desk. She couldn't, she's in discomfort and can't move. And she said she walking past her desk, and she looked at her, and she walking, and the Holy Spirit said, pray for her. And she stopped and said, no, sir. She started walk again, and the Holy Spirit said, pray for her. And she went back, and she laid her hands on the lady and prayed a little prayer. Lord, I just ask you to just heal so and so in Jesus' name. Amen. And she went about her business. And when she came back, she saw the woman active, laughing, lively, totally recovered. Amen. What happened? The kingdom of God was manifested. The power of God was manifested. Amen. So listen to that little voice. You know, sometimes something is there, and you hear a little voice say, pray for that person. And you ignore it and push it apart. But it's the Holy Spirit telling you to pray. Let me tell you, at those times, you can be confident that your prayer will be answered. Amen? We need to walk in faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is near. He said, heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cure those with leprosy and cast out demons. Man, I don't know about you, but I can't think of any life that is more exciting than that. That's walking in the supernatural. That's walking in a realm that university education cannot give you. It's walking in a realm that no man can bestow upon you. And what did Jesus say to the disciples? He said, don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you. He said, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. I don't know about you, but every time I cast out the devil, it reminds me my name is written in heaven. Amen? Praise God. That's very important. Very important to me. Then he says what? Look at this. Give as freely as you have received. What have you received? You have received the Holy Spirit. Amen? You have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen? You got the Holy Ghost freely? Give it freely. Amen? When you pray for the sick, you know what happens? The Holy Ghost that is in here moves up there, goes down in your arm, and heals the person. That's what happens. Amen? Because he lives inside of you. That's why you need to fill up. That's why you need to pray. That's why you need to read your Bible. You need to fill your tank with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, not just being filled with the Holy Ghost, and with power. You know, praise God. For many years, I just prayed, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. You know, my car the other day, last year, it started missing. And when I check it out, the gas that I was using lacked certain power. Amen? And so I started buying gas. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not advertising. I started buying gas from another station. And that gas is a little more expensive. But it has stuff in it that cleans the old time car use carburetor, but what I'm using now? Yeah. Injector. Amen. It has something in it that cleans the injector, and it also has some power in it. So when I go bam around, I slip my thing into second gear and I go so whoo, she does whoo, I lift up and gone. She has power. Amen. But guess what? I was just using gas that didn't have the power, the needed power in it. Now, you know what I've been doing over the years? I've been praying and say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. But guess what? The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen. We talk about the presence of God being in the church. The presence of God has always been here. But we know what we need to pray. We want presence and we want power. Amen. Presence and power. Hallelujah. Remember that when you're praying, you know. We want presence and power. Amen. We want to be anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. The Bible puts it like that for a purpose. Amen? The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, you have some Pentecostals that pray for fire, fire, fire. Send your fire, Lord. And I used to say, what am I praying, sir? But I understand now. Amen? The Holy Ghost and with fire. We want the fire of God. The Bible says that fire came down like cloven tongues and fell on them. Hallelujah. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Hey, give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. We need to pray for fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. John 14, verses 12 to 14. It says, watch this. Very important. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me, is there anybody here who believes in Jesus? Will you qualify? Amen. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Wow. Is that so? We'll do the same works that I've done. What works? Healing the sick, casting out devils, raising the dead. Amen. I don't know about you now, but when I read this, I say, God, what happened to me? I believe in you. I believe in you. I would like to do the same works. Not to big up myself, but so that people might know that Jesus is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, I'll do the same works. I will do the same works that I've done, and even greater works. Even what? Greater works. Amen. Because I am going to be with the Father. Watch this now. It says, you can ask for anything in my name. You know what? You know what Jesus' name does? Jesus' name opens heaven. to release the power. Amen? In my name, in Jesus' name, it says, in my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. And then for emphasis, he repeats it in verse 14. He says, yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. That's a serious thing, you know. Question. What's happening in the body of Christ? Why is it that people sometimes pray in the name of Jesus and nothing happens? And yet Jesus is saying, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Not in line with God and His will. James said, you ask, but you ask amiss. Amen? You ask, but you ask amiss. In other words, we're talking about this promise is available to people who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Who have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? And we're going to look at that a little more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. John 15:7. Praise God. Look at this. This helps to explain why sometimes people pray and nothing happens. It says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want. I mean, that is heavy stuff, you know. Huh? You may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. Now, you see the condition up here? Conditions apply. Conditions apply. What are those conditions? If you remain in me, and my words remain in you. You see why? You see why the Lord said to us, read the New Testament this year? One chapter a day. How God's word has to get inside of you before it can remain in you. Are you with me? Praise God. You know, I can have this Bible. I mean, and it looks, do it look nice? It's a lovely Bible. Somebody gave me last year. Amen? I can have this Bible walking around, looking very pious, very religious. Amen? But guess what? The word is not inside of me. Why? Because I don't open the Bible and read it. I just have it on the shelf, and my wife come and say, Lord, you wouldn't even read the Bible. Dust just full up the Bible and dust up the place. Amen. You have to read your Bible. Amen. So that the word can get inside of you. And then it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I am a work in progress. Amen. But you know what I find? The more I read the word of God consistently, the more I pray, is the more I hear more clearly from God. Amen? Because when I read the word, my spirit is edified. My spirit is sensitive to the Spirit of God. And it's not just reading it, but meditating on it and obeying it. Amen? Praise God. So, wow. I mean, these are some heavy promises. Some wonderful promises. But conditions apply. Amen? Not just digital have conditions apply. Not just Lime have conditions apply. The Word of God have conditions apply. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, watch this. Luke 24:49 says, now he's about to ascend into heaven. Amen. He has taught them. He has sent them out to exercise their faith. And he has risen from the dead. And he's about to ascend into heaven, to go back to heaven. And it says here, and now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. Amen? Stay here. In other words, that's the place of prayer. That's the place of prayer. Stay here until the Holy Spirit fills you from heaven with power. Amen? And when you have power, God will use it to heal the sick. He'll use it to cast out devils. He will use you to raise the dead. Amen? And let me tell you, we just finished a time of fasting and praying. He says that there are certain kind that will only live by fasting and praying. Amen? Brethren, you don't have to wait on the church to declare a fast. You can declare a fast in your own private life. Just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Stop thinking about your belly and gas and headache. Yield to God. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says submit to God. Submit to God. God is saying fast, fast. God is saying read the Bible. Read the Bible. That's part of submitting to God. God is saying there's something in your life that you need to put aside. There's something that you need to stop doing. That is part of the process of submitting to God. And then what it says, submit to God, resist the devil. Some of us want to resist the devil and we have not submitted to God. But let me tell you, when you don't submit to God, there is a hole in your armor. There's a hole in your armor. And you are subject to be defeated. Amen? You're a candidate for defeat. Praise God. So, fills you with power from heaven. Amen? Praise God. You know, when a thief step over a fence and go into somebody's yard and a walk, and the man took out him gun and go, boom, boom. The thief turned around, jumped back over the fence, and I'm gone. Right? Well, let me tell you something. When you have power, when you have Holy Ghost power, the devil is afraid of you. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I really love this. Amen. It's so important to me too. Amen. This is kingdom life. Kingdom life. Hallelujah. Watch this. Acts 2:22. Praise God. It says, people of Israel. May I say, people of Upper Room. Praise God. Listen. Are you listening? God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene. What? A public endorsement. You ever see the president of the United States? Not necessarily this one, but you know, any president that publicly endorsed somebody? Eh? You know what that means? There is public recognition of the importance of that person. Amen? And God, the Bible says that God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene. by doing powerful miracles. And I saw that word powerful. You know, you have different type of miracles. You have small miracles and you have powerful miracles. I thank God for small miracles, but I want some powerful miracles too. Amen. I want Jesus to be publicly endorsed in this church. Not for Pastor Muir to be endorsed. I don't need any endorsement. And I can't get any either. Amen. Only Jesus is to be endorsed. The Nazarene. By doing powerful miracles, wonders and signs through him. As you well know. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Finally, and we shared it earlier, but I'm going to share it again for emphasis. Acts 10:38. Look at that. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Amen. Then Jesus, praise God. Watch this. Jesus got anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. He did not sit down and say, praise God, I don't need to do anything again. I can just wait until the end. But let me tell you, when you are anointed, and this tells who is anointed and who not anointed. Let me tell you, when you are anointed, you can't sit down. When you are anointed, you can't keep quiet. When you are anointed, there's something deep inside of you telling you to get up and to do the work of God. Amen? Praise God. So it says, look, I love that word, then. Then, it means that something followed. Amen? He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then, Jesus went around doing good. Praise God. Thank God for doing good. There's a place for that. But what about those who need to be healed? What about those who need a miracle? Amen? Healing all who are oppressed by the devil. There is a devil. There is a devil, and he's oppressing people. He's bringing depression upon their lives. He's bringing all manner of illnesses. And let me tell you, some of them, doctors cannot deal with it. But Jesus can deal with it. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I'm so sorry for people who say they don't need God. You know why? The devil have them and them don't know it. The devil have them and they don't know it. Who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Amen? So power. We need the Holy Ghost and we need the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? I hope with this teaching you have understood a little better that the kingdom has to be preached. The kingdom has to be advanced. And there's a message that embodies the advancement of the kingdom of God. And that the advancement of the kingdom of God, it comes with the Holy Ghost and with power. When we are filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. And life will be different. Different. Could we stand, please? No. Hallelujah.